across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
We know the day starts early down on the farm. That's why we bring you the CJ Agribusiness Report during the 5 a.m. hour. News and features from across the Northeast, the latest information from Washington, and right here in CJ Country. So let's get started as Andrew McCray takes us to the American countryside.
In western Massachusetts, you'll find a picturesque farm with a history that stretches all the way back to the late 1700s. The story of who lived here and the amazing farm and buildings you can still explore today is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1774, the first Shakers arrived in North America, settling in Albany, New York. The religious sect lived communally and were known for the high quality of work they performed. The Hancock Shaker Village, just outside of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was established in 1790.
Over the years, you know, there'd be anywhere from 300 to 400 people living across the campus. It was 3,000 or 4,000 acres.
Carrie Holland says those acres were a mix of farm fields, woods, and even quarries. Work was seen as a way to draw closer to God.
We're perfecting our role and responsibility in the village, and I'm going to continue to make it more efficient as a form of worship.
In the 1920s, the Shaker communities across the U.S. began to decrease in number. Members consolidated their villages.
There's some consolidation up from Connecticut and New York over to New Lebanon, then consolidated to Hancock, and then moved up into New Hampshire and finally in Maine. So that final consolidation is now realized in Sabbath Day Lake, Maine, where the three Shakers still remain.
As Carrie mentioned, there are only three members of the Shakers still practicing their religion. Around 1960, the last Shakers living here moved to another community in New Hampshire. There was a local effort to purchase and preserve this farm and some of the remarkable buildings that dated well into the 1800s.
We've been preserving the buildings. We've continued to farm and practice the same regenerative farming techniques that the Shakers did. We now have this preserve as a national historic landmark and welcome visitors to come and explore this little slice of American history.
It is a beautiful place to explore and learn more about the innovations these Shakers brought to farming and everyday life through their religious practices. Traveling the countryside near Pittsfield, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just getting started with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Up next, Tony St. James and the latest Agriculture Today update.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James. Crop machinery investment patterns show strong economies of scale, even as new equipment sales slow sharply across North America. It's signaling a cautious reset in farm capital spending. Now, analysis from the Center for Commercial Ag at Purdue shows that larger crop farms continue to invest less per acre in machinery than smaller operations, while recent data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers indicates weakening near-term demand for tractors and combines. Now, Purdue research tracking 2007 through 2024 shows that farms exceeding 2,000 acres averaged about $668 per acre in machinery investment last year. It compares with more than $800 per acre for smaller farms. Net annual machinery investment also declines with size. It reflects scale advantages that lower depreciation, interest, and machinery cost per acre over time. At the same time, AEM, that's the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, reports U.S. tractor sales fell nearly 20% last month, while combine sales dropped more than 35% from a year earlier. Slowdowns suggest producers delaying major purchases as margins tighten despite longer-term needs for efficiency and replacement. But together, the data point to disciplined spending rather than a collapse in investment. Well, U.S. grain export inspections posting mixed results in early December. Corn and wheat shipments remain historically strong, while soybean volumes continue to lag last year amid softer demand from China. Weekly data through December 11th show steady overall movement but divergent trends among major row crops. Corn inspections totaling 1.58 million metric tons for the week. It's down from the previous week, but still well above last year's pace. Soybean inspections declined to roughly 796,000 metric tons for the week, sharply below last year's cumulative pace. And wheat inspections rose week over week to about 488,000 metric tons, lifts year-to-date shipments above last year's total. Rail access disputes, trucking cost pressures, and new fertilizer train programs reshaping ag transportation as producers and agribusinesses prepare for the next growing season. Canadian National Railway has asked the Surface Transportation Board to confirm its right to serve an ADM grain elevator near Springfield, Illinois. CN claims Union Pacific has blocked access by refusing to qualify CN crews, lifting competition at a facility also served by Norfolk Southern. CN argues the timing significant because Union Pacific seeking regulatory approval to acquire Norfolk Southern raises broader concerns about market access and rail competition for grain shippers. On the fertilizer front, BNSF launching a new seasonal unit train program running January through June. Program allows shippers to reserve large fertilizer trains without auctions or prepayment, though new tariff increases of $5 per ton for urea and phosphates take effect first of the year. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Dairy Radio Now comes your way in about 15 minutes. We're about set to bring you the thoughts of Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America. We'll be back after this short break.
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in dry-shod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that last all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the Easy On, Easy Off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry to grab your pair of dry-shod waterproof boots beyond the original, built to perform.
Shop local this holiday season with Nunday Lumber and Hardware. You'll find items big and small, like a large selection of DeWalt tools and other hardware, plus Bod's boots and Nunday Lumber apparel, winter hats, baseball caps, t-shirts, Real Tree Camel hoodies, and hoodies of all kinds. For the kids, a variety of Melissa and Doug toys and other goodies. And if you still need stocking stuffers, you'll find local Nunday mustard, once again nut butters, honey, syrup, and gift certificates. Thank you for shopping with Nunday Lumber and Hardware, 11th State Street, and have a safe and happy holiday.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. With cold weather now draped squarely over the nation's midsection, the risks of highly pathogenic avian influenza return with a vengeance. The virus can survive longer in the colder weather, and biosecurity is more complicated, resulting in a rise of outbreaks. I'll have the update when we come back. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. Family-owned and run since 1948, Strauss has built one of the most trusted names in workwear. Their work pants are designed like tools you can wear, made with materials up to 5 times stronger than standard cotton, with pocket systems that keep everything right where you need it, and comfort that holds up all day. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the field, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all of the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service reported that 7 states were actively dealing with highly pathogenic avian influenza cases as of mid-December. Those cases spanned 46 commercial poultry flocks and 62 backyard flocks and involved a combined 1.17 million birds on the infected premises. Recent confirmations included nearly 20,000 turkeys in North Dakota and 38,700 turkeys in South Dakota, a reminder of just how quickly the virus can move through concentrated flocks during the winter. Indiana continues to lead the nation in the number of affected birds, with more than 838,000 birds tied to 32 commercial operations and 26 backyard flocks as of December 9th. In a bit of good news, Georgia officials announced their state had regained HPAI-free status after successfully containing an outbreak earlier this fall. Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper credited rapid response and strict biosecurity, saying the virus was contained less than 24 hours after detection. The season helps explain the current surge. Cold temperatures allow the HPAI virus to persist longer in water, manure, soil, and organic material, while winter migration patterns concentrate wild birds into fewer areas, increasing the likelihood of exposure near commercial farms. Meanwhile, poultry barns tighten ventilation to conserve heat, and snow, ice, and mud make cleaning and disinfection more difficult, conditions that raise the odds of farm-to-farm spread if biosecurity were to slip. When an outbreak is confirmed, USDA protocols move quickly. APHIS works with state officials to quarantine the affected premises and establish control areas that restrict movement of poultry, equipment, and vehicles. In addition, the long-standing policy of depopulating the affected farms continues, with flocks being culled immediately after virus discovery. Producers with affected flocks may qualify for indemnity payments to help offset losses tied to depopulation and disposal. I'll be back with more after this.
In 1963, the Supreme Court case of Miranda versus Arizona set the stage for people to be informed of their constitutional rights before being questioned by police. You have the right to remain silent and to refuse to answer questions. You have the right to consult Chirino and Chirino or any attorney before speaking to police. You have the right to hire reputable, aggressive, and committed representation to defend your DWI or criminal case with the best possible defense.
Call the 24/7 line at 658-2161. 658-2161.
Well, officials at the USDA continue to stress that prevention of HPAI remains the most effective tools. That same agency has also pledged $100 million for bird flu vaccine, and senators have urged the USDA to prioritize science when developing that potential new vaccine for H5N1 avian influenza. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Carrying on the broadcast tradition started decades ago by Ed Slezarczyk, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk are standing by with today's edition of the Ag Radionet Farm News in just a moment.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Government reports come out in drips and drabs after the extended shutdown. USDA last Friday released the export sales data for September, which was, of course, delayed due to the shutdown. September data showed a fairly steady performance for U.S. pork exports, matching year-ago value, while down slightly in volume. September beef exports, on the other hand, the lowest in more than 5 years. Shipments to China effectively halted. Exports to other Asian markets had trended lower year over year as well. According to U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom, they're encouraged by the robust and resilient global demand for U.S. pork, especially in Mexico, but in a broad range of international markets. The situation, Hallstrom said, is obviously much more challenging on the beef side, primarily due to the ongoing impasse with the Chinese government. Office of Trade Representative conducting a Section 301 investigation of China's implementation of the U.S.-China Economic Trade Agreement, which was known as the Phase 1 Agreement, public hearing set for this week. Pork exports totaled 233,800 metric ton in September. That was down 2% from a year ago, with export value steady at $683.9 million, highlighted by the highest value on record for Mexico, nearly $260 million. Through the first three quarters, pork exports were 3% below the record pace of 2024 in both volume and in value. For beef, exports at just 80,800 metric ton, down 22% from a year ago, the lowest since June of 2020, with export value at $660.9 million, also down 22%, the lowest since February of 2021. Even when excluding China, beef export volume fell 11% year-over-year, due in part to lower beef production. January through September beef exports were a total of 856,000 metric ton, down 11% from a year ago, down 4% when excluding China, and export value was down 10% to $7 billion. Exports did trend higher to some leading value markets like Korea, Central and South America, along with Hong Kong, the Philippines, and the Dominican Republic. Even Africa saw some mild increases.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
With global dairy production on the increase, rapidly increasing, U.S. has been struggling to gain traction in many dairy product sales. They need to remain low enough to keep cargoes moving overseas. With the U.S. cheese output expected to increase with the big change in production capacity, it's expected we'll be having more cargoes to move overseas. They don't decline day after day. Last week, most of the product markets actually stabilized, with Class 3 futures bouncing back. CME spot butter regained a quarter cent, closing at $1.48 a pound on Friday. Spot whey powder climbed 2 cents to 76.5%. Non-fat dry milk dropped a penny to $1.16 in the middle of the recent trading range. Spot market setback did weigh on Class 3 futures, for December anyways, falling 12 cents last week to $15.90 a hundred. 2026 Class 3 futures, however, were on the rebound. Trade believe prices have fallen far enough for now. Hopefully, $15 milk is enough to boost milk demand. Nearby Class 4 futures held steady on the week, with deferred contracts continuing to lose ground. December through February had Class 4 in the mid-13s, a price that inspires nobody for producing more milk. Market forecasts Class 4 milk at $14 or higher starting in March.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Agribusiness men and women get the news and information they need right here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. In just a moment, it's our On the Farm Report with Jeff Ishii. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hello, CJ Country. It's Dusty from All Around Performance in Arcade, your local Hisun dealer. When it comes to ATVs and UTVs, nothing compares to the toughness and dependability of the Hisun Motors brand, which is why they offer a 2-year manufacturer's warranty on all their machines. Come test drive a Hisun ATV or UTV today at All Around Performance on West Main Street in Arcade, New York. See for yourself why they are the industry leader in quality. See our full inventory online at allaroundperformance.com. And like All Around Performance on Facebook.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Farm Credit has been financing rural America for over 100 years. And just like agriculture is sustainable, so are we. Let us help you establish permanent grazing pastures, invest in a hydroponic system, or purchase livestock. The future of agriculture is important to us, and we're here to help you make it last. Call our office at 1-800-919-FARM to speak with a loan officer today. Farm Credit is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, harvest season is winding down slowly across our region, and that's not the only thing that's winding down.
We are just a couple of weeks away from the official end of the Atlantic hurricane season.
November 30th, to be exact, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Usually, those final weeks of the hurricane season are quiet.
As we reach this mid-November point, we have seen to this date 13 named tropical cyclones and 5 hurricanes.
Compared to the May National Hurricane Center forecast of 13 to 19 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes. And the August update, that range slightly lowered from 5 to 8 hurricanes.
Based on that August forecast, we are at the very low end of that forecast. In a technical sense, they were right, at least with the August update, but both of those numbers on the very lowest end, 13 named storms and 5 hurricanes.
A displaced African monsoon and very hostile western Atlantic wind-shearing weather systems were behind the lower tropical storm count, and no hurricanes making landfall on the U.S. coast. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
If your soil could talk, what would it say? If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Our pearl of wisdom today tells us to fear less, hope more, eat less, chew more. Wine less, breathe more. Hate less, love more. And all good things are yours. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Harvest may be done, but the work isn't over. Keep your equipment running strong with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. From fluids and filters to engine, hose, and transmission parts, their expert team will help you find exactly what you need. Visit Java Farm Supply in North Java or Batavia or shop online. Featuring trusted brands like Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for genuine AGCO parts.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is making news again. Let's get an update.
What does the outlook for winter weather across the U.S. look like? USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the Climate Prediction Center's late November forecast for the winter months indicates
La Nina is expected to rule the roost when it comes to temperature and precipitation patterns for the winter of 2025-26.
In fact, recent weather developments resemble expectations for winter conditions.
Some of these cold air masses that are building in from western and northwestern North America, punching into the northern plains in the Midwest, are very consistent with what you would expect during a La Nina winter, and that is exactly what we have seen develop over the last couple of months.
Before providing a breakdown of forecasted temperatures and precipitation ranges by region this winter, Rippey also offers this caveat.
Individual storms can vary greatly from that overall pattern, and certainly any individual storm can kind of break free of that pattern.
First, the temperature outlook for the continental U.S. for December, January, and February, showing
expectations for below normal temperatures across much of the northern United States, stretching all the way from Washington State eastward through the northern plains as far south as Nebraska and into much of the Midwest as well.
Yet La Nina in the wintertime usually comes in the southern tier of the nation with
generally warmer than normal conditions, at least average. So we do expect above normal temperatures from California through the southwest and then from the Gulf Coast extending northeastward into the mid-Atlantic and southern Atlantic states.
What about precipitation potential? Rain or snow during the winter months.
La Nina winters often come with a double precipitation maximum across the northern United States. One area where we do expect to see above normal precipitation would be the northern Rockies and northern high plains. That, of course, would be in the form of snow, so you might expect to see some significant snow across parts of the northwest extending to the northern high plains. The second precipitation maximum would be across the lower Midwest, and so you look at the Ohio Valley and the eastern Corn Belt, that is another area expected to see unusually wet conditions during the winter. That could be either in the form of rain or snow, depending on each individual storm system.
Meanwhile,
with La Nina, we do expect drier than normal conditions to dominate, and that would include Southern California through the Southern Great Plains and extending through the Gulf Coast region into the lower southeast and extending as far north as the mid-Atlantic states.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy producers need to know more than just the latest cost per hundredweight. That's why we bring you Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. He'll join us in just a moment.
Santa is coming! Bring the family to All Around Performance in Arcade on Saturday, December 20th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a free holiday open house. Meet Santa. Check out the Hidden Valley Petting Zoo. Enjoy food, drinks, vendors, face painting, goodies for the kids, and tons more. While the little ones tell Santa their wish lists, browse the showroom packed with ATVs, UTVs, dirt bikes, steel gear, great holiday gift ideas, and hang with Jimmy Jam, broadcasting live starting at 10, December 20th at All Around Performance. Don't miss it.
An unbeatable combination of power, utility, and comfort. For decades, the PowerStar name has been synonymous with power, utility, and comfort for farms around the world. Today's lineup is no exception. Whether you need a basic utility tractor to rake hay or tend to a few horses, or a daily workhorse to do the morning chores and then head back to the fields, a PowerStar tractor will meet your needs without compromising the star qualities its name symbolizes. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in our Arcade, Sheridan, and Wood Hull for special financing or cash discounts.
So you're looking for a new vehicle, and you've got a pretty good idea what you want. At McClurg, if you don't see the exact vehicle you want, no worries. We'll find it for you. Want a different color? Different trim package? Need a bigger engine? Gotta have heated seats and leather? At McClurg, if we don't have it, we'll find it. Don't settle for just any car. Let us find your car. McClurg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and McClurg Chevy in Perry.
What can we do for you today?
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
With Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, on this month's Ask the Vet, we reach into the mailbag and ask you, how much do you know about calves?
Really, my passion when it comes to the dairy industry lies in a couple areas, one of which is calf physiology. So I just kind of want to talk about what I think are one of the most amazing creatures on the planet, and that's dairy cows. And of course, every dairy cow came from a calf. Just a couple interesting facts that I thought maybe farmers know, but anybody who might not be real familiar with agriculture might find these facts interesting. Calves are born with baby teeth. Just like humans have baby teeth that fall out, calves are not born with their permanent set of teeth erupted. They're born with their baby teeth erupted, and they will lose them just like baby humans do, and then their permanent teeth will come in. So you can use the dental pattern eruption happens at a relatively common age range to actually age animals based on how different permanent incisors erupt. You can get a rough age on an animal based on their teeth, just like humans. I think the difference is, you know, calves probably don't get the tooth fairy coming to their place every time they lose a tooth. Recently had a friend's kid tell me he lost a tooth, got $5 for the tooth, by the way. I don't know what inflation's doing, but I got a quarter. I put my tooth when I was little in a shot glass, And if I was lucky, I got a quarter in there. And apparently $5 is the going rate for kids nowadays. Anyways, moving on. They're also born with no teeth on the front top of their mouth. And so where our incisors would be on the upper jaw, they don't have anything. It's called a dental pad. It's completely smooth. So I actually told that to a farmer, and he's like, there's no way. I fed calves my whole life. And I said, well, did you ever look? And he said, well, I always see their teeth on the bottom. And I said, well, no, pull up their lip on the top. And sure enough, it's just a smooth area called the dental pad. And they never have teeth up there. They're born without them, and they don't develop them as adults. Cows, I think, as we know, are very social creatures. Calves are no different. Cows are a herd-based animal. They like being together. They're very social. And there's some research that's not so new anymore. It's maybe 10 years old or more that looked at calves and social bonding, and they found some really interesting things. So they found that calves that are raised in pairs, so instead of individual housing where each calf is by itself, kind of a new thing is called the buddy system. Calves are typically raised individually for the first 2 to 3 weeks of life when certain illnesses are very prevalent. And then once they get over those illnesses, they'll be put in groups of two, and they're called a buddy. There's some research out there that shows that if you really track these two calves that were buddies and paired together in their first month of life, that when they become adults, you will oftentimes find them laying in free stalls next to each other, standing right next to each other in the parlor getting milk, or if they're outside grazing, you will find them grazing next to each other. They literally make friends for life and tend to hang out in these groups that were established when they were very young. Again, I guess that's probably not a whole lot different than humans, right? I mean, sometimes we maintain friendships from school long after we've been out of school. From a metabolic standpoint, what calves do as far as their nutrition growth rates, I think is some of the most fascinating things. So the average Holstein today born is born around 90 pounds. Most calves on a modern aggressive feeding plan can double their weight within the first 60 days of life. And many calves will even do more than that. So calves can go from 90 pounds the day they're born to 180 to even 200 pounds within the first 2 months of life. So when you think about that and you take that as a ratio, so I weigh 180 pounds, a little more, and that would be like me essentially gaining 4 pounds a day for 2 months straight, right? Because if a calf can go from, let's say, 90 to 180 pounds, they're averaging over 60 days, they're averaging somewhere around a pound and a half of gain a day, and some calves will even get 2 pounds of gain a day, right? So if they're half my size getting 2 pounds of gain a day, that would be like me as an adult man gaining 4 pounds a day. I mean, that takes a tremendous amount of calories and metabolic activity to lay that kind of weight on. So kind of cool.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiderman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Tony St. James will bring us the closing market report in just a few minutes. Just ahead, Daryl Anderson has today's Farm to Fork report after this short timeout.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4411 and online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
Avon Power Equipment has everything you need to get your yard work done. Lawnmowers, riders, zero turns, chainsaws, string trimmers, gas blowers, tractors, snowblowers, and more from top brands like Bad Boy, Cub Cadet, Echo, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, Spartan, and others. Plus a full service team that has plenty of experience working on all brands and machines. Avon Power Equipment believes in the products they sell, which is why they offer a lifetime engine and powertrain coverage on all zero-turn mowers. Like and follow Avon Power Equipment on Facebook or stop on down 1533 Route 15 in Avon across from the flea market and drive-in for Avon Power Equipment.
How to maximize nitrogen efficiency in agriculture today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health Campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes longer? You live to farm another day. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Imagine crop production that involves using no more nitrogen than is needed to get the most efficient production, and at the same time, reducing greenhouse gas emissions and nutrient runoff. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action funded some research on how that could happen. One of the researchers is Bruno Basso of Michigan State University, who says Midwest cropland is underperforming.
About a third of the Midwest, varying by state, it's constantly lower than the return on investment. So you basically spend $700 per acre and you get $500 back. There'll be very few enterprises that will continue to operate under this mode.
The study was started, says Basso, to quantify nitrogen losses, particularly to runoff, and to overapplication on land that isn't going to yield well anyway.
So we're not necessarily against using fertilizer. Fertilizer feeds the world. But putting it the right place, right time, is critical. And we're really finding that there is no justification to feed additional nitrogen, which costs money to the family farms and to the environment, in the place where it doesn't get a response.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Shop local this holiday season with Nunde Lumber and Hardware. You'll find items big and small, like a large selection of DeWalt tools and other hardware, plus Bond's boots and Nunde Lumber apparel, winter hats, baseball caps, t-shirts, Real Tree Camel hoodies, and hoodies of all kinds. For the kids, a variety of Melissa and Doug toys and other goodies. And if you still need stocking stuffers, you'll find local Nunde mustard, once again nut butters, honey, syrup, and gift certificates. Thank you for shopping with Nunde Lumber and Hardware, 11 State Street, and have a safe and happy holiday.
Our farm show is set to wrap up shortly. Be sure to keep your radio tuned to CJ Country for music and news, Tradio at 9, and a whole lot more. It's Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report after we get this update of the latest weather forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison Dip, Upstate Farms Yogurt, Sour Cream, Cottage Cheese, Fluid Milk, Home to Intense Milk, and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, partly sunny with a high near 37. It'll be breezy, winds 16 to 22 miles per hour with gusts as high as 48. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 23. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 44. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 38 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today, we look at numbers from USDA. More after this.
As farmers and ranchers, stewardship of the land comes naturally. Your work keeps our water clean, improves the soil, and enhances wildlife habitat. It also provides countless benefits, not just for you and your family, but for millions of Americans who depend on this region every day without even realizing it. Thank you for being stewards of America's prairie for all of us. Take a moment to find out how conservation pays. Visit conservationpays.org.
Dr. Darrell Peel is an Oklahoma State livestock marketing economist, says it's good to start getting more information back from USDA.
It's nice to get the weekly slaughter data back in and all that, and that seems to have continued pretty much on the track we were on when we last got data. Cattle on feed numbers, again, really didn't change things that much. We had the 12th consecutive month of year-over-year decreases in cattle on feed inventories. So we're slowly pulling that inventory down. I do think it's going to come down a little bit faster in the coming months. And, you know, one piece that we had missed in the October cattle on feed report that was filled in November was the heifer on feed number. And so, you know, that's kind of our most current look at least the flip side of whether or not we're retaining heifers. And it doesn't look like it yet. The heifer on feed percentage stayed at 38.1%. Heifer slaughter is down for the year, but so is, you know, total cattle slaughter. So when you look at it, it doesn't look like there's any strong indications yet as an industry that we are aggressively retaining heifers going forward. And so, you know, obviously we'll be anticipating late January when we get the actual January 1 inventory numbers. That'll be the direct confirmation of where we're at on cattle inventories and replacement heifer inventories. But the indications are right now that we have not really changed the general situation as far as cattle inventories and where we're at from a herd rebuilding standpoint. I think we're stabilizing at the low level, but I don't think we're rebuilding yet.
Dr. Darrell Peel, Oklahoma State, American Cattle News.
Some take the easy way out. They're headed south. The rest of us, we're getting ready to tough out another Western New York winter. So if you're hanging around, swing by Burt's Lumber & Perry to pick up what you need to stay warm. Portable heaters, generators, insulation, weather stripping, caulk and spray foam, plastic sheeting, heat tapes, pipe insulation, driveway plowing markers, ice melters, snow shovels, roof rakes, and a whole lot more. So if you're not headed south, head for Burt's. Burt's Lumber & Hardware & Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sunday. 9 to 1.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs. Whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects, their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Look into the markets here at the end of the day on Tuesday, December the 16th. I'm Remington Rickett. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 6810. The Dow down 481.98 and NASDAQ higher, 231.44. Bitcoin higher, gold higher, euro higher as well. So we go over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate January contract 163 lower here at the end of the day at 55.19. February 55.08 and March 55 even. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower. So we go over to the grains futures prices. Corn March contract 3.25 down, 436.5. May 444.5, and corn December 459.5. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, soybean oil lower. Wheat March contract 11.25 down at 509.5. May 519.5, and wheat December 7.75 down, 560 even. Hard red winter wheat March 7 even lower at 505 even. May in the red as well, 517.5. Hard red spring wheat March 549 even, 4.75 down, with the May contract lower as well, 570.75. Over to the cotton, starting March contract 84 cents lower here at the end of the day at 63.13, May 64.30, and July down 65.41. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures. Live cattle February slightly higher at 230.70, April 230.27, and June slightly higher as well, 223.70. Feeder cattle January 343.32, 340 higher. March in the green 337.60, and April 252 higher, 336.30. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk higher.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.